B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic Family.
All right, 7-5 of Fanatic NBC Sports Philadelphia. This is good.
This is so good.
This is good right here. See?
Stevie.
I know. My old Mike doesn't complain about the music, and all we do is groove.
I know.
97.5 Fanatic NBC Sports Philadelphia, 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaws-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Quickly to reset, we've been talking about why is Bryce Harper getting a free pass when they need him to play his best baseball the most. Yesterday, 2 games, 0 for 4, 4 walks. The walks are nice and cute, but I need him to start hitting for power. 12 home runs is not enough. People are upset about Segura. At least they were. He's in the lineup again. Do you think the manager should be, quote, fired because of it? I think that's asinine. And, of course, the NBA draft. Tonight, 9 o'clock, give or take, Sixers have 5 picks in the draft as of right now. 24, 33, 34, 42nd, 54. And we're doing our all Philadelphia area draft, us versus you guys. And Natalie, quickly, do you have each side? I know Booney has a graphic. Each team.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, which each team so far?
All right. So for the callers, they have Kevin Hart, Will Smith, Ed Rendell, Sylvester Stallone, Mario Lanza, Wilt Chamberlain, Sonny Hill, and Kobe Bryant. Our team for Team Radio: Ben Franklin, Grace Kelly, Billy Penn, Walt Whitman, Betsy Ross, George Washington, Dick Clark, and Jim Gardner.
All right. All right. I think we were in the lead after hour one. I believe we're in the lead after hour two.
I agree.
Let's see if we're in the lead after hour three.
I think the audience is doing a better job, though.
Yeah, for sure. They've really picked for sure.
No, absolutely. Well, you had some numbers?
Going back to what you were saying about Zach Eflin. And
yes,
the caller was bringing up Zach Eflin. There are, as of yesterday, 118 pitchers in baseball that have made at least 10 starts.
Okay.
Zach Eflin has the 11th worst run support per start. And that counts innings 1 through 9. Not like once he's done pitching,
it means
the entire game. The Phillies are only scoring just over 3 runs per game when he starts.
And he only scored 2 yesterday in the
start. Yes, and Arenola is actually 8th best in all of baseball. That's why he's 6-1 with an ERA close to 5.
That's why, to me, he's Eflin the ace until somebody proves me otherwise. Eflin the ace. That's where we're at right now with this team. Probably not the best situation that they want to be in, but still, that run support on those Eflin starts would be different if Bryce Harper could mix in a home run or two. It's time. Now, hopefully 1 month from now, I'm looking at it going, oh, well, he's carrying the team. Because I think it's now his job to get them to the All-Star break. All right? And now let's go back to the phones. Thomas and Brumo, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Hey, Kyle Trout.
What's up, Thomas?
Good. I just want to talk about the Sixers draft.
Yes.
Do you see the Sixers moving up, like maybe trading a couple second rounders for try to get closer?
Has not been any buzz about that yet, but I have heard rumors that they want to sell a pick or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be shocked if they did. There's no way they use all 4 second round picks. I would be shocked if.
Yeah.
So using them to move up, I don't think they're going to trade any future picks to move up, but I wouldn't be shocked at all if they use the second round pick to move up.
Do you think they'll trade anybody on our roster?
I don't think they have any players really left on the roster that they can trade.
Yeah. Another thing is, too, do you think we can get a steal? I mean, you were saying the Sixers, might be looking, upperclassmen, maybe a senior. There's not a lot of upperclassmen in this draft. There's a lot of freshmen and sophomores.
There's a ton of upperclassmen in this draft.
Yeah.
Where they would pick. A tremendous amount. Right there, if I'm using my mock that I'm using, that I'm picking, it is Cameron Johnson, senior. Thibel is a senior. Ty Jerome, he's a junior. Pascal, he's a senior. Dylan Windler from Belmont, he's a senior. So there's plenty of upperclassmen in this draft.
Gotcha. Can I give you my pick?
Absolutely.
I'm shocked that nobody said it yet. M. Night Shyamalan.
All right. M. Night Shyamalan, that is a good pick.
That's a good one. Solid.
He's on everybody's board.
Yes, he is.
All right. So, I mean, Natalie. All right, Andrew.
See, I was going to actually go with M. Knight, but I made a last second change.
Oh, so you're staying true to your board?
I traded back and allowed him to take M. Knight.
Oh, there you go. You traded back.
I'm going to win the hearts over of a lot of ladies who listen and a very big Eagles fan, Bradley Cooper.
Ah, Bradley Cooper.
Good one.
I traded back for Bradley Cooper.
Newly single Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Newly single.
Heard he's in town.
For the people that were all whining about, oh, Team USA women, it went too much. They're up to nothing now.
Yes, I know.
Up
another
to
one.
Why do they have to?
Don't run up the score.
Why do you have to go out of your way to actually try hard?
I know.
They, you know what? We have become, between that Twitter poll saying at least that comment earlier, at least he's giving 110%, and then why do they have to beat up on those? We are fraudulent. At times.
And Thailand didn't get killed by everybody else. Me and Andrew looked up the scores. The last time they played, who did they play? They played Sweden, who the USA is playing now, and they're playing them very hard.
Yeah,
you know,
Sweden's a good team.
Yeah, they lost 5-1. Thailand lost 5-1, so it's not like...
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that the U.S. women's team is just too good.
To
actually plays against their competition.
Right, just a bunch of big babies. This whole city's becoming soft.
I mean, and
the Super Bowl has tenderized us.
The Phillies lost by 14 on Sunday? Were people crying when the Braves ran up the score?
Nope.
No? No?
You know?
Okay, I was just wondering.
Nope.
Listen, the audience gets more points.
We have become a nation of wusses.
Because they have the man who said that.
Oh.
The Gov.
Oh, the Gov said that?
They get some more points.
All right. I guess some more point. That moves up their grade. Currently, our draft grade somewhere out of 10 and 9.7.
Yes.
They're moved up from a 6.8 there to a 7.1.
I thought you were going to go 0.5, but okay.
Nah. Come on. Cut it out. Look at their first overall pick compared to ours. Come on.
I still think he was caught off guard, but yeah, you're right.
Come on. Now there are people who want to do an executive challenge after complaining during the Field of 64 about the executive challenge. Can't have it both ways.
The callers want to do an executive challenge?
They want to be able to do executive challenge.
No,
after all that complaining they did about executive challenge during the Field of 64.
Absolutely not.
No executive challenge.
No.
Brian.
This is written in stone.
That's right.
These are on stone tablets.
Stone tablets. Brian and Telfer, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
How are you?
Swell.
Ah, you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Great.
You guys are going to lay off the Phillies. You know, they're only about 45% of the way through the season, and everybody's beating up on the Phillies.
So we got a long season here. Only 45% through the season? I don't understand.
Yeah, 44 to 45% games-wise.
Right, they're 45, exactly 45. And? So what we should wait. So what we should do is wait till September and then care.
No, obviously, but baseball is a marathon.
And they started out the marathon through mile like 3, pretty good. We're getting close to the midway point, and now they're falling back. Should we not be concerned that they might need a little bit of electrolytes halfway through the race?
Yeah, they're stalking right now. They're fine. Just relax.
Based on what? Based on what?
Glenn Tech gets
what part of the team is good? What part of the team is okay right now? What part of the team is okay?
Well, I think, you know, even Harper, you're getting all over Harper. It's his first year here. He's still settling in. You know, you give him some time.
This is about the
right
softest
direction.
Call I've ever. What do you mean? It's June 20th. The guy has 12 home runs. Shouldn't he hit a home run per million? No. Is that an unfair expectation there, Brian? A home run per $1 million.
He's not even the best player on the Phillies.
Is it fair to expect him? Who's the best player on the Phillies?
The Hoskins.
No.
Hands down.
I would say no.
Did you watch the games?
Of course.
Hoskins is the best player on the
Phillies. No, he's not. And, again, Hoskins provides a home run per million because he makes less than $1 million. Let me ask you, is it unfair for me to expect Bryce Harper to get one home run per $1 million that he gets paid? Yes or no? Is that unfair?
Yes, that's unfair.
You must not be watching the games, Ty.
Okay, so, all right, we 13-year contract. $330 million, right? So I think it's fair to expect him to hit 330 home runs in a Phillies uniform. Now, he just said that was unfair. So let's do some quick math, because I like math. I'm 330 divided by 13 means he has to average 25 home runs a year. That's unfair in a game where this year the ball is more juiced than the steroid era. More home runs have been hit this season than when McGuire and Sosa were more pharmaceutical. They took more pharmaceuticals than food. And that's unfair. Are you kidding me with this? Them guys used to sit down with a plate of pills.
Yeah.
Not no food. And they were hitting home runs at less of a rate than people hit home runs this year. But it's unfair to expect a guy to hit one per $1 million. This is unbelievable. Because it's a marathon. They're stalking. Who are they stalking?
And he's not the first person that has said that. I had a guy tweet me this morning saying, your entire station just keeps crying about the Phillies. And I respond, all right, that's right. They're playing great baseball right now. Yeah, like, there's not one aspect of the game right now where things are going well, except for the starting pitching the last two games. But 3 games ago, they gave up 15 runs.
They still don't have a fifth starter. It's going to be Velasquez again tomorrow, apparently. Oh, no, they changed that. They changed it because of rain. Now it's going to be Nola.
Nola.
They changed, but it was going to be these rainouts. Had the rainouts and all that stuff not happened, it would have been another opener or Velasquez for 2 innings and then Cole Irvin. That I'm going to consider that caller the exception and hope that now there's a tremendous amount of pressure on this guy now, more than perhaps anybody in the history of this genre. Ray in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's pick us up there, Ray.
What's up, Ty? This is my first time talking to you since you've been with Mike. You're really doing your thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I got a couple NBA Sixers questions. I know I read a report that OKC was looking to move out of the 21st spot. Do you think the Sixers could move up there and that would be enough to grab old boy from North Carolina?
Cambridge, the 21? I think from everything I see, that would be where they need to go. 21 is currently held by the Thunder.
Yeah, the Thunder, and I read that they're looking to
that would
get
make
out
sense,
there.
Right? They want to go lower because they're a luxury tax team, and they don't want to have to pay a draft pick. They're also talking about possibly even moving Steven Adams because of luxury tax. Yes,
yeah,
I think that's a possibility.
Okay, and I think I would like Adams too, but I guess we don't really have the pieces to trade to get him.
Well, the issue is he's wasted here. He's because he gets paid the old max, not the current max, so he makes a $20 million. $20 million, but he would be a backup because Embiid would still start, and you really can't play them together. So I love him. I think he's a type big that you can win a championship with, but he doesn't fit.
$20 million in
the playoffs. He would start like 20 games during the regular season. You sit Embiid, but in the playoffs, he would play 15 minutes a game for $20 million. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's where it's just not a perfect fit.
Okay. Another question. If they can't bring Jimmy back, would you be interested in D'Angelo Russell?
I personally would not, but not because I'm not a fan of D'Angelo Russell as a guy.
Okay, because of his off the court.
Yeah, because of his off the court snitching. Yeah, I can't have that in my locker room.
Because
I don't want him telling on any teammates. Have you been listening to the draft today?
Yeah, I have.
All right, do you have a pick?
Am I able to give a group, like a musical group?
You are, Ava. We decided before the program that you can give a musical group.
All right, I'm going to go with Hall & Oates.
You're going to go Hall & Oates? All right.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates is your pick.
Strong.
We will combine Hall plus Oates.
I mean, because we were saying that we don't know if we should take them individually since there's apparently a riff.
Yeah, but sorry, guys. You have to sit together in the war room.
Right.
And if they don't get along, that's an issue in their locker room, not ours.
Not ours, that's right.
Now, since it is my pick and he went music, I'm going to go music to match him.
Okay.
The question is just, where do I go?
I know where you're going.
I'm going to arguably the greatest jazz artist of all time.
Knew it.
Mr. John Coltrane would be my pick.
Yes.
So John Coltrane is my pick since he went music. I could have went a lot of places. I'm not going to give it away. I had tons of options in the music. Tons of options on my draft board. But I decided to go with Coltrane versus Hall & Oates.
Strong.
I can't go for that being a better pick than mine.
No can do.
No can do. There will Sarah will not be smiling
no
when they look at their draft board. You're a rich girl. No. We don't think I name every Hall & Oates song, can we?
We can.
No, we won't.
Please.
We won't. You know, one of my, I always want to meet Oates.
Why?
Because I don't, Hall came off in interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not a great guy to me. But
right.
Oates, down to earth. I'm a guy who's behind the star, Mike. I'm behind. Oates was kind of behind. I feel like I would connect with Oates.
Well, now, when you say behind, do you feel like he had private eyes?
See? Yes.
He's a little out of touch.
They're watching you.
He's a little out of touch.
He's a little out of touch. Yes. Yes.
You lost that love and feeling, Ty.
Come on, that's not there. It's not there. 610-632-0975, one open line. Adam in Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, how you doing, man?
What's up, Adam?
First of all, I just wanted to talk about the draft tonight. I know there's been a lot of calls in about Carson Edwards, and you guys have been talking about it. One thing that I really like about him, on top of him being a scorer, is the fact that, you know, you look at how Purdue was eliminated from the tournament.
Yeah.
They went to the overtime against Virginia because of that miracle shot at the buzzer.
Yeah.
And the Sixers did the same thing. I feel like a mentality standpoint, he brings kind of that same edge where, like, you know, maybe one more defensive stop, one more offensive game, and they'd still be playing basketball. I feel like he brings a mentality to the team that would fit with the guys as far as that standpoint goes.
No, I agreed, and he's a pure, I mean, he goes and gets buckets. The issue with him is just size. They've done all the workouts. They'll have to see, they'll decide if he fits. In a perfect world, he's there with one of their picks in the second round. If he's there at 33, they have to take him then.
Right.
So it's just a question, is he a first rounder or a second rounder? I've seen it all over the place. I've seen him 26th. I've seen him 38th. So, and I don't know who knows anything in the real deal. I hope they get him, but I think more likely it won't be at 24. That's where my brain is at right now, as we're 4.5 hours from the draft.
Right. So you think the Sixers probably won't come away with him?
They may come away with him in the second round. I just don't think.
But, like, I'm saying if he.
I don't think they would take him, no.
Right. Okay.
Keith Pompey's more connected than I. Recently, obviously, I have to do this each day when a lot of the workouts are happening. I'm here at the radio station. Keith's at the workouts. He's talking to him. Same with Paul Hudrick. I know Paul likes him, but I don't think Paul necessarily thinks he's going to get him. So that's just where I'm at.
Got you. And then as far as the crazy lineup the Phillies got going on tonight.
Yes.
One thing I wanted to say, I agree with you about the $1 million per home run.
I don't think that's unfair.
No, it's not. But unfortunately, the math, I feel like we need even more from him because look at the math. He's less than halfway through the season right now. And if he has double the home runs he has right now, he's one away from that mark. And we need more than that from him.
No, you absolutely you do. But I'm saying because it's his first year and all those things, that's why I'm allowing him to only hit one in this year. I thought Jason Stark is not a person who deals with a lot of hyperbole. He thinks I don't want to put words in my mouth, that the Harper camp, I don't want to say Bryce directly, thought he might be able to hit 50 in a year in Philadelphia. And that's part of the reason why they picked this park, because they thought he would hit a ton of home runs, because he was thinking records. Maybe not Bonds' record, but look at that Griffey number. You know, look at that 600 club type of situation. I think he thought that later in that contract, year 10, year 11, he would be in that kind of territory. And you look at, he comes in with 200 and something to start with before he gets here. I think the thinking was maybe he could hit 500 more and get around 700. Having 12 so far does not put him on the pace for that. But I would live with 33. Now, because he's got 12. He's on pace for like 26, 27. At this point, I would have to sign up for 33, 34 right now. I don't have much of a choice because he is hitting doubles and doing other things. And more importantly, I just need him to have that hot month. Then I can deal with the ebbs if I get the flows or whatever it may be. peaks and the valleys. Where are the peaks? It's just valley. His whole season is just a valley.
And I'm seeing more people on Twitter, and it wasn't just that caller saying, well, he's just settling in.
How long you get to settle in? Well, you know.
Like, he's played in Philadelphia multiple times in his
people
career.
People need to stop putting a lot of pressure on me then. I'm just settling in.
What I find so crazy is that.
Actually, hold that. We'll get to that on the other side. 610-632-0975. We will get to it on the other side. We're late for a break. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. And it's time to update our Twitter poll, and it's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie, where are we at?
We have over 1,500 votes on this one, Ty. Should Bryce Harper be taking more of the heat for the Philly slide? Now we're closer, 49% say yes, 51% say no.
So we're getting closer and closer to 50-50, which is usually a sign of a good poll.
Yes.
But I think that this should almost be 90-10 as far as, yes, he should take more heat. I'm not trying to run him out of town. Like, I hope I've been very clear. I just think that a lot of the team's problems are his problem.
Well, a lot of what the commentary is saying, the pitching is horrible, hitting is horrible, at least Harper hustles. It's all about the hustle.
Here's the thing. It's all true. The pitching has been bad. The other guys in the lineup have been bad.
Right.
But so has Harper.
Right.
The poll isn't, should Bryce Harper get most of the blame? The poll is, should he be taking more heat? Because really, he hasn't.
He's taking no heat.
And, okay, yeah, you're right. Everyone else is struggling. But so is he.
And he was the one, and it's a capitalist system. He took the money. The Phillies paid the money. Fine. Great. I hope everybody gets their money. But with that comes a certain amount of pressure to perform. And when you compare it to Hoskins, who's still on a rookie deal, he makes $575,000. So that means he's making 50 times what Reese is making. Now, does that mean he should have 50 times the pressure? No, but you get the point. He signed up for the pressure. The other guy's kind of making his way in the big leagues. They're the same age, but they're very different in there. One guy got to the majors at 19. He knows what this is all about. And he also stayed in the division. So he's seeing some new pitchers, but not all new pitchers. He didn't change leagues. He saw a lot of these guys. It's odd to me that he's just there. It's just a blah season. Not a bad season. It's a blah season when they need, especially when guys go down, a great season. We've seen it before. A guy gets hurt and other players step up. So let me ask you, has he stepped up since McCutchen went down, or has he actually dropped with everyone else? He's dropped with everyone else, right? Go win a game. You got to get, all right, go get us 4 RBIs tonight. Yeah, is that unfair? Maybe, but you're getting paid $33 million kind of softens that blow.
Well, that and yes, the pitching is bad. So that's exactly why.
And we knew the pitching was going to be bad.
Right.
That's not a surprise.
That's nothing new. We've known that since before the season. And when we signed him, that was part of it.
Oh, this team's going to hit a bunch of home runs. They don't hit any home runs. This team doesn't hit any home runs. And you know who else doesn't? He doesn't. He doesn't hit home runs. And that's what I need from him. Chicks dig the long balls, the cliche, but we're now past that. It's 2019. So now what we're saying is, because we're all inclusive, people enjoy home runs is the new bumper sticker.
I like it.
People enjoy home runs rather than just people enjoy them. We don't get to enjoy very much with this team. Not much at all. Ed in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how are you?
All right, Ed, how are you?
Very good. Natalie and Andrew, great job. Listen, I'm going to have to go with the 51%. I can't blame Bryce. It's a team game.
Is it?
They're not. They're is not it? Playing very well at all.
Is he playing very well?
No, the whole team.
Right, right. Is he playing very well?
No, he is not.
So you could see how if I was saying if he played really well and the rest of the team wasn't, then I would say, oh, it's everybody else. But since he's the guy who makes the money and he's supposed to be the best player, he gets most of the pressure. Because we're not blaming the fact Greg Monroe and Boban stinking on the Sixers losing. We were blaming Embiid because he's a better player. This isn't a hard concept. He's supposed to be better than those guys, and he's just a member of those guys. Just one of the pack. That's the problem right now, Ed. What aren't you seeing with that? What aren't you seeing?
I don't think in baseball one guy can win a season.
Okay, can one guy win a game?
Yes, one guy can win a game.
So now they play Atlanta, and then they play the Nationals, and they lost two of three from Atlanta, and now two straight to them. Has he won any of those games?
No, but here's the deal, Tyrone. They're tightening up as a team. It's just not him. I know that's the conversation today, but I can't just blame him. That whole team is stinking right now as far as offensive output. And I can't equate it to dollars per swing or anything like that.
Fine. The whole team. And that includes him. So why isn't the best player taking the most heat like every other sport in this city?
Well,
if the defense gives up 45 points and the offense doesn't score, Carson Wentz will take the heat. The Saints game, Carson Wentz, the most important player and now the highest paid player, will take the most of the heat. Why does that not apply to him? Why is he just Teflon in this town all of a sudden?
The team's not playing very good.
He keeps repeating the same thing. I know the team's not playing well. I didn't say everyone's playing well except Bryce Harper. I'm saying they all stink right now. It can't be they all stink. He has to be the guy. And I don't believe that a star can't carry a team sometimes in baseball. I don't believe that. And also, team game, kind of. It's mano a mano in that batter's box. And if anything, he's costing his team. Yesterday, he cost Reese a RBI. Because second base, when he went to third, didn't Reese get a hit the next?
Yes, he did.
So on second, he would score from second.
Yes.
So, no. That's odd to me. I understand the whole team stinks right now. He's not allowed to stink with them because he's supposed to be their best player. If the defense comes down, gives up a touchdown, they down 21. We're not just going to look at the defense. We're going to say, well, Carson, you should have matched a touchdown. It should be 21-21. It should be 21-10. It should be 21-17. You got to keep them in the game. That's what we would say. When Tobias was missing shots, when JJ was missing shots, when the bench was terrible, we looked at Simmons and we looked at Embiid. We didn't say the whole team. No, we blamed them. I'm just saying hold him to the exact same standard, not a tougher standard. The regular Ryan Howard would get destroyed in this city for strikeouts, and he was always, for the most part, productive. And we complained about strikeouts. And what does Bryce Harper do more than almost anybody in the game? Strikeout. And now his strikeouts are fine, but Ryan Howard's were a crime at the time. That almost all rhymed. It did.
Well, why do you think that is? What's the difference?
I have some theories, but it would be inappropriate to really say them on TV and the radio.
Well,
I don't know. My guess is he's new. He does a bow. He does a high. You know, he does a cool curtain call, and he wants to live in the city. And him and his wife are going to be here forever, and they will be, and that's great. I'm just saying, mix in a home run or two. I need you to be in the top three, one of the top three players in the National League, or one of the top three players in baseball for that money. He's won an MVP before. I expect that kind of level. and I hope to get it at some point this season. I haven't seen it at all this year.
Let's start with top three in the NL East, because he's not even that right now.
So there you go. And at times, he hasn't been top three on his own team. For stretches. Because there was a while there where he was behind Hernandez and Segura. There was a time there he was behind Franco. Not anymore, but there was a time. I need him to start being dominant. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 Definitive.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. Now, we've been doing our Philadelphia area draft, and the last couple of people have been so frustrating, I haven't been able to get them picks. People have to sort of earn picks. And it's not that they have been disagreeing with me about the Bryce Harper thing. It's that they don't have any reason why beyond the whole team's playing bad. Well, okay. So you play your at-bats well. And then you don't have to worry about it. The other team doesn't. If he went 4-for-4 instead of 0-for-2 with two walks, it wouldn't be a conversation. He's not mixing in any 4-for-4s. So that's been the point. And, of course, the NBA draft coming up. Everybody wants Cameron Johnson. The question is, that seems to be the consensus. That was Keith Pompey, who was on earlier's pick. That's the one I have in front of me in my mock draft with all my 33 pages literally in front of me. It's a lot of people's pick. Will he be there, and can they move up? Is he worth moving up to get? He said maybe not moving up to get. Maybe you take somebody else. So that's where we're at. And, of course, our Philadelphia area draft. Let's hope Jake from Haddon Township sets a new tone as we approach the notorious 5 o'clock hour. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello?
What's up, Jake?
Yo, so I want to talk some Flyers and some Phillies.
Okay.
So with the Phillies, I do think Bryce Harper should be criticized a little more, and he should be a little more uncomfortable to light a fire, and so he can start like driving this team into first place.
I mean, he just has to play better. If they still lose with him playing better, I don't think they will, but if they do, whatever, he has to play better.
Yeah, I think he is the key for the Philly success this year, and like I think he's going to be the death of the team or the success of the team.
Yeah, probably. What do you have on the Flyers?
How do you feel with the Kevin Hayes signing and the other two moves that Chuck Fletcher made?
For the older defenseman, I get what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to get more stability in the room. The cap space is going away fast though. And if these are the only moves, I don't know how good they are. But as a team, because we're talking about a team that missed the playoffs, I don't know if these moves make them a cup contender. But a lot of this is going to depend on Carter Hart. You get better defense in front of him. Maybe that makes a big difference. As far as the Hayes move, did you think it was too much money?
I didn't think it was a little much money. I thought 6.5 would have been fine, or maybe 6.
Right, but they traded for him. They didn't want him to get the free agent. You thought 6.5 was fine. They got him at 7.1. I don't know if quibbling about less than a full $1 million, like, you know, a little more than $500,000 is worth arguing about. So I don't think it's that big a deal. And I do think that they had to do it because once you trade for him, you don't want him to get the free agency. And hopefully the GM knows what's going on. Now, do you have a pick?
I do have a pick. I want to take Chuck and Eric.
You're going to take Concrete Charlie? Chuck and Eric. All right. That is your pick. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Natalie,
yes.
I believe it is your turn.
It's my turn, and I have to go with my personal idol, Miss Tina Fey.
All right. So now Tina Fey off the board. Tina Fey off the board. All right.
Producer, writer.
At the top of the hour, at 5 o'clock hour, we'll reset the draft boards. We'll see who's available, who's left. I still have some big time names.
Oh, I got my next one. Surprised he's gone this long.
Oh, really?
All right, maybe at least from the audience side, I'm surprised he's gone this long.
Huh. All right. Well, maybe we'll get to it right now. Steve in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. How you guys doing?
What's up, Steve?
Tyrone, I came home early to talk. I've been ready to bust about the Phillies. So give me 30 seconds to make 4 points, and then you can please give me your opinion back.
Knock yourself out, Steve.
All right. Here we go. Number one. 3-0 count with a guy named Rodriguez up the bat. You're down this and that. You mess a whole inning up, and the guy swings and pops up. Number one. Number two, the guy that was swinging for a pop-up that didn't run when our boy McClutchin got hurt is the same guy the other night that could have been on second base. Number two, Kingery, the only guy hitting, is moved down to sixth in the lineup tonight, okay? And number four, and my most important thing is, yesterday, last night, a guy on second, you hit two ground balls, you hit a long fly, and the guy scores pop-up, strikeout, pop-up. That's Kapler. I don't care what anybody says. And about Harper, I agree with you 100%. Howard would hit three home runs in a game. He'd strike out two games, and they'd be on him like, you know what? So now you can talk.
Well, I mean, I always could have talked. I just let you.
No, I just needed to.
It's not Gabe. The Segura thing is kind of Gabe. The 3-0, it wasn't. Okay, two of those are Gabe. The 3-0 was ridiculous. He has to have the take sign there. Rodriguez is not going to do anything 3-0. He's a 249 hitter against lefties. It was stupid, and it was stupider that he defended it. But I'm not. All that small ball stuff, nobody plays small ball. So I'm not going to hold that against him. I'm not going to hold that against him. Segura has to hustle. Segura's in the lineup again.
That's it right there. That killed me.
Yeah, but see, that shouldn't kill you. What should kill you is your right fielder not hitting.
That's true. Oh, that does kill me.
That should kill you more.
$300 million. The guy that held out for part of the training camp.
Well, he didn't hold out. He was trying to get his money.
From the All-Star game, Mike. And he's got, Tyrone, he's got 12 home runs.
It's sickening. The 12 home runs is sickening.
You know why? You want to tell you my opinion? You know what I think it is?
Sure.
He's comfortable. He signed that big contract.
I don't think that's what it is. He's not relaxed. He's trying to do too much. He's just not doing enough at the plate. Now, do you have a draft pick?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't watch it, but I'd say Teddy Pendergrass because I always liked him.
All right. Teddy Pendergrass is a fine pick. Teddy Pendergrass, Philadelphia's own.
Good pick.
All right. Teddy P, turn out the lights. Light a candle.
Are we going to do this again?
Go ahead.
Not born and raised in Philly, but did a lot. I'm surprised Mr. Ed Snyder hasn't been drafted yet.
Mr. Ed Snyder.
The father of Flyers hockey.
All right.
Prism, Comcast Spectacor, all that stuff.
Did a lot. He's a legend in this city.
Flyers Youth Foundation, all that stuff.
And the Flyers fans look like they've forgotten a little bit.
They must have forgotten
a little bit. Still got some big names. And I still have big political names. I have art names, entertainment names, sports names on the board. So big, notorious 5 o'clock hour. We'll run it all down, and we'll see which side wins. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.